The UK terror threat level has been raised to the highest possible. Critical means more attacks may be imminent, and the military will be sent to guard key sites, including Buckingham Palace, Downing Street, and Parliament buildings in Westminster. There'll also be extra armed officers at sports matches and big concerts. On the streets of Manchester, people have mixed feelings about the news.
Makes me feel a bit scared, obviously, because I work in town. I come to town every day. It's a little bit scary knowing that at any point something could happen. But I trust the police. I trust the government. I trust that we'll be safe no matter what they do.
Well, you're always on alert, aren't you? You're always looking around, seeing if there's out suspicious. I can look after myself. It's other people what I'm concerned about.
I just think it's scary. It's causing unnecessary panic. We were watching the news last night. We were just panicking.
It's 10 years since the terror threat was this high. Back in 2007, it was increased to critical after the attempted bombing of a London nightclub. The people behind that incident went on to attack Glasgow Airport. This morning, the Home Secretary, Amber Rudd, said security services are trying to establish whether the Manchester bomber, Salman Abidi, was acting alone. As investigations continue, here in Manchester, the Mayor, Andy Burnham, placed his focus firmly on the victims.
These were children, young people and their families that those responsible chose to terrorise and kill. This was an evil act. Our first thoughts are with the families of those killed and injured, and we will do whatever we can to support them.
Less than 2 days after the bombing, this city is attempting to return to business as usual. But the eerie emptiness in the streets around the arena, where police tape still flutters in the breeze, suggests it could be a slow recovery.